We're going to hear now from a gentleman named Wayne Larrivee. He's a Baltimore City school teacher here and a theater director. And if you were curious, the last production his kids did, High School Musical. You missed it. I'm sorry. Please help me welcome Wayne Larrivee.
Thank you. Good evening. How many of you in the audience have seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding? So that was a movie basically told about a Greek woman's point of view about her Greek family, and the poor fiancé, well, not much was said about his point of view. Well, tonight I'm going to share with you my point of view about my big fat Greek vacation from a non-Greek point of view. Back in February of 2006, I met my Greek partner, Pete, and a few months thereafter he asked, "Would you like to go on vacation with me and my family?" I'm like, "Sure." And he goes, "Well, it might be a little bit different." I'm like, "What could be so different? When I grew up in upstate New York, I'm from a small town, so we went about 3 miles down the road to a camp on a river, and sometimes we spent time with the family, sometimes not. Maybe we read a book, maybe we just sat by the river. How different could it be?" Well, the night before the trip, I'm packing my suitcase, and of course, being the good gay man I am, I have a suit for every single night. You know, you can't wear the exact same outfit on the beach, heaven forbid. So I had a suitcase and a couple duffel bags. And I arrive at Pete's mom's house, and she said, "Well, what's this?" I said, "My clothes." "Well, what do you need clothes for? All you need is a couple suits and a couple shirts and a couple towels. You have a washer and dryer. What do you need this for?" I'm like, why is she asking me this? Well, I got into the house and I realized why. In her foyer was piled high certain pots and pans that she uses, olive oil, coolers of feta, baklava, spanakopita, you name it was in there, all kinds of linens, enough toilet paper to toilet paper an army. So Pete and his mom went back and forth and said, "No, you don't take this. No, don't take this." Well, we finally decided we needed everything, and we got in an SUV, and there was only enough room for the three of us to fit in the SUV because we had everything piled on top of each other. We get down to Ocean City, the northern part of Ocean City, and we can't enjoy the ocean right away because now we got to clean the condo. That's the next thing. And I remember seeing the cleaning supplies. Yes, it was Windex in there. And of course, we had to clean out the refrigerator to store all this food that we were taking. And the first thing that pops right back out is feta is now cut up into little chunks, covered with olive oil. That is a staple in the Greek household. You can have feta with cereal, donuts, potato chips. It's just not for salads anymore. So we finally get to the beach, and I realized it wasn't just a trip with his mom and Pete and myself. His sister and his sister's husband and their two kids stayed with his mom, and Pete and I stayed in our condo. But then next to their condo, in this one block, was his aunt's daughter, the daughter's caretaker, her other daughter, her husband, stayed in that condo. And the condo next to that was his aunt's son, wife, their three kids, her mother, her sister, their two kids. Then next to that condo was the uncle, the aunt, the daughter, a couple of their friends, a couple of their kids, about 30 on the Greek compound on the ocean. So I didn't realize that on vacation, everybody does everything together. We go out on the beach, and they've been going on this trip so many years to go to Ocean City, and there are umbrellas already stacked out there because the umbrella man knows them so well. He knows what week they're coming down, and he has the umbrellas ready for them. And you sit around in this sort of like crescent moon of umbrellas, and you talk, and I got the bright idea that I'd pull my towel and set it down and ask Pete to come with me. We'd pull out books and start reading. And the conversation got kind of quiet. And I noticed, who was looking, and all of a sudden Pete's mom came over and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, reading." "Reading? Well, why are you reading? We have all this conversation up here. Why would you want to read?" I'm like, "Huh?" And I slowly put the book back and came back and joined. Well, we didn't tell them that the next day that Pete and I had planned to go to Rehoboth Beach. So we waited till we actually got on the beach and started to leave, and they said, where are you going? Because, of course, you do everything together. As a matter of fact, most of them are here. So, we said, well, we're going off to Rehoboth. Well, what for? Well, to go out to dinner and drinks. Well, food? You have food here. Drinks, they're free. So we made it to Rehoboth, we made it back, and of course, we also heard about everything we missed. I'd like to wrap this up by saying that was 4 years ago. A week from tomorrow, I will be going on my fourth big fat Greek vacation. And I'm looking forward to it. And all I could say is, Opa!
Wayne Larrabee.